I think many places that it can happen in Ohio is in Ohio, where we have like 70 some degree weather one day, and then the next day we have a practical complete blizzard. And I just remember I got off work last night at a Hobby Lobby and the roads were awful, but I was thinking how awesome it is that we have like systems in place on our roads that take care of all the snow for us and that clear it so that we can drive safely on them to and fro, at least mostly safely when they're clear enough. But this is only possible because all of us pay taxes on the income that we receive. And so I just wanted to read out of Luke chapter 20, verses 20 through 26. And this is talking about when the religious leaders are questioning Jesus about why they have to pay taxes. "So they watched him and sent spies who pretended to be righteous in order that they might catch him in some statement, so that they could deliver him to the rule and the authority of the governor. They questioned him, saying, 'Teacher, we know that you speak and teach correctly, and you are not partial to any, but teach the way of God in truth. Is it lawful for us to pay taxes to Caesar or not?' But he detected their trickery and said to them, 'Show me a denarius. Whose likeness and inscription does it have?' They said, 'Caesar's.' And he said to them, 'Then render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and God the thing that are God's.' And they were unable to catch him in a saying in the presence of the people, and being amazed at his answer, they became silent." So our currency today that we have has images of some past presidents and leaders on it. And it doesn't belong to us, it does belong to us, but it also belongs to the government. And I think it's really interesting. When our currency was originally started at the beginning of this country, it was backed up federally with gold. So if you would take your paper bills to a Federal Reserve Bank, they were required to give you the value in gold back. Well, that is that no longer happens. On January 13th, 1934, you can no longer take your bills to the bank to get gold back, and in 1960, I don't have the exact date, you couldn't take it to reserve it for silver either. So the idea of money, it just really is a theoretical value. The only reason it holds value is because everybody thinks that it holds value. If you take your money to buy something somewhere, the only reason it's worth something is because that person believes that they can use it to buy something else. And it's kind of a system where it's only worth money because we believe that we can use it to buy something, and we all work together doing that. And so I want to ask a question to all of you. Why is it that we pay taxes? What do our taxes do for us? What kinds of things do our taxes go towards? Schools, okay? Infrastructure. Public safety. Okay, the roads. Public payrolls. NASA, okay. So, government research. Okay, we also have the military. All right, health and human services, social services. Okay, so we pay taxes to our government so that our government can do things for us. And what a government is that we give up some of our complete freedoms and rights so that we can have protection. If there weren't any government, then it'd be complete anarchy, and people could do anything they want whenever they want because there wouldn't be any control. So we give up our freedom to do everything that we want whenever we want so that we can be protected from the other people that wish to do us harm, and so that we can have law and order in the country that we live in. So the Pharisees were trying to be really, they were sending spies to listen and be around Jesus and listen to what he had to say and try and catch him and trick him in something that he said so they could use it against him. And the Jewish people were really unhappy that they were living under Roman rule, and they didn't like that they had to pay taxes. So they asked him, is it lawful for us to pay taxes to Caesar or not? And his answer was to give to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and God the things that are God's. So the image of the coins that they used had the image of the emperor at that time on them, much like our currency has the images of our past presidents on it today. But he also said, and give unto God the things that are God's. And I wanted to then go into what things then are God's. Obviously, everything that exists is God's, but if you take the idea of the image of something being inscribed on something else, we are actually made in God's image. And so I'm going to switch over now to Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 27. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. So we actually have God's image inscribed on us in the attitudes, in the way that we live our lives. So certain attributes of God, the reason that we can understand them is because we also have those same attributes. And of course, since we're earthly and human, we can't exemplify them perfectly the way that God has all those attributes, but they're still inscribed on us. And so when he says, give unto Caesar the things that are Caesar and give unto God the things that are God's, we are under possession of God because he created us in his image. And so we have to pay taxes, so to speak, with our own bodies in service to the Lord. And I just kind of want to make a parallel here of what kinds of service that we render to the people around us. Just throw out examples of some things that we render to the people around us as Christians. Prayer, okay?
Kindness.
Helpfulness.
Fruit of the Spirit.
All right, fruits of the Spirit, teaching God's Word.
Hospitality.
Long-suffering. Okay, so if you draw some parallels between what we pay taxes for today and some things that we do as Christians. So we pay taxes to support our military, to protect us from outside forces. Well, we also can serve each other and pray for each other to be protected from the attacks of the spiritual attacks around us when we're being discouraged or when we're being attacked by other people or our beliefs are under attack. We can stand up and defend each other, and we can render those services to each other. We also pay taxes to pay for government-held positions. And in the same way, we also have positions in our church that we serve in and that we can help and that we serve in the community and around us to help with. We also pay taxes for police, for fire, for schools, for public services like that. As Christians, we also serve each other in these ways. We help each other out when we need to, or we do all these different things. And there's also social services that the government provides that we also can do. We teach each other God's word, or we help support people that don't have the same financial situation as us. And so I think it's really interesting that in Luke, it's talking about how they need to give to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and give to God the things that are God's. And then the people there didn't question him further. Well, then what things should we be giving to God? Well, we should be giving ourselves in our service to God. And it's just like a government without any taxes, it can't survive because it has no money to operate. And if we aren't serving each other and serving the Lord, then there's no Christian community that can operate. And so it's important that all of us pay our fair share in Christian duties also. And just like the way the tax system works is that the wealthier you are or the more money you are, you have to pay larger amounts of taxes. It's the same way when you have stronger spiritual gifts in one area, then you should be using those gifts that God has given you to serve in those areas. And then maybe somewhere where you're not as confident or not as able to serve, you don't serve as much in those areas. And I think it's just really, it's really awesome that that parallel exists, is that we have God's image inscribed on us so that we can use it, our abilities that God has given us and our resources that we have to serve one another and to further God's community. Because ultimately, the things that we have aren't ours, but they're God's. So I just wanted to leave you with those thoughts and just to remember that we give the things to other people that belong to them and that we belong to God, and we must give back to God because he's given us so much. Thank you.